Okay, we are learning Masechtas Brachos. We're on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. We are by the wide, the fifth wide line. The first word on the line, well, actually, it's the two dots. The last word, so we'll begin. V'toymer tzion. How appropriate. V'toymer tzion. This was Hashem. V'toymer tzion. So, very appropriate for Yom Yerushalayim. The term Tzion, which on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, fourth or fifth, very wide line. The last word on the line is where we begin by the two dots for Tzimur Tzion. So it said regarding Tzion, Ozamni Hashem, Hashem Shochach, it says that Hashem has forsaken us, Hashem has forgotten us. So, the question is, what is the difference between those two lashonos, those two languages? It's pretty synonymous. Hainu azuva, hainu shkucha. What's the difference between forsaking and forgetting? Just say it once. Obviously, that there's two levels of forgetfulness over here of Hashem. At least that we think that Hashem has completely forgotten us. Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael. This is how the Bnei Yisrael felt. And this is what they said, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Adam Nois Isha. Person gets married, al ish derishayna, regarding his first wife. And it means like this: that Adam noisa isha means that he marries a second wife. Which, just in a practical context, let's say that the first wife is they're no longer in the picture. He divorced himself from his first wife, and now he's marrying a second wife. So al ish derishayna, zayicha masa rishayna. It's sometimes what happens is, you're Zaycha Masa Rishayna. You remember the first wife. And as it's brought down in the Mefarshim, that it's possible that when it came to the first wife, there were certain chesronos that you saw, and therefore that's the reason why you separated from her. And then when it came to the second wife, which had even more problems, which maybe it's really your problem.
Not necessarily what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, according to Scrooge, is he marries the second wife. He is still married to the first wife.
Right.
And he's Ali Isha, which means on top of
regarding,
him.
Right.
Regarding, so they're both still there.
Right.
They have two old guys.
Yeah, so he's got double trouble.
Double trouble.
Right. So, okay. So he says like this, that Zaycha Masa Rishayna, so he says, Atah Zavtani V'Shechach Tani. He says that you have forsaken me. How, this is, so it's the first wife. We
that's
are the
right.
first.
That's why I'm saying, that's why it's not, if you look at the, it's, makes more sense this way than saying
okay,
she
right.
wasn't there.
Okay,
anymore.
So that right. So she's, let's say she's still hanging around, but the fact that you took a second wife shows some level of forsaking me. For shochachtani, not only did you take someone else, but now I'm not as significant. So I'm not as important. So this is how the Knesset Yisrael. This is how the Jewish people felt about Hashem separating himself from us, that we've because we've made mistakes, we've done averos, therefore unfortunately Hashem has no connection to us at all, and perhaps even contemplating taking another nation. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says that's not the case. You're, unfortunately that's how you feel, but that's not the reality of things. Biti, my child, my daughter, Biti is always the Lashon, like a Bas Torah, or Ben Torah, or Ben a bar mitzvah is something which is always. You always have a relationship with your child, even if they are not doing the right thing. Sometimes the child feels that their parent has forsaken them, but that's not the case. Yud Beis Mazalos Barasi. So this mentions a whole bunch of different stars and constellations and heavenly bodies, and there are different words that express that. So there's 12 Mazalos Barasi. I created these 12 Mazalos. Berkei in the sky. So you'll see, and the Marsha explains that all of these different languages have a connection to different ranks and positions in the army. So it says that for all these mazalos that I created, there was 30 chayil. So there was 30 legion. So there was 30 legion. So another 30 of ra'atayin. V'alko ra'atayin v'ra'atayin. For every ra'atayin that I had in the sky, b'rasiloi shloshim kartayin. Does the art scroll translate these words?
No.
V'alko kartayin v'kartayin.
Believe it or not.
Okay. B'rasiloi shloshim gistra. So it's 30 gistera. Now we call gistera talisibo shalish meos v'shishim v'chamisha alfei revua. On each of these gistera, there were, I hung in the sky 365,000 kochavim, stars. And of course, that number is not a coincidence. It's keneged imos achama. It's keneged the solar calendar. The only reason why I created them was for you. The whole purpose of the creation of the world and all of this beautiful world around us is for you. You're telling me that I've forsaken you, I've forgotten you. It's not the case. So the Marsha, which we're not going to see inside, but discusses that you can see the significance of these different stars or different heavenly bodies. There's exactly seven of them. There's Mazalos, Chayil, Ligion, Ratayin, Karton, Gistera, and Kochavim. So there's seven. So we see that there's these seven, connected 7 days a week. And then you see that there's each one has 30, which is the months. And then at the end is the 365 years. So you see how everything is obviously connected to how we're connected to time. So that's how some people are masbir. That some say that the seven different heavenly bodies and all these different things correspond to the keneg of the seven rakios, the seven heavens, which we learned about in the second paragraph of Chagiga. But regardless, Hashem wouldn't have done all this extra stuff if it wasn't for the sake of Klal Yisrael. This is what Hashem is saying. So you shouldn't feel that we're forgotten. Sometimes a person feels that Hashem is not in this world. But the truth is, if we all go outside and just look around, we know that Hashem is not forsaken the world. The world cannot potentially function. We cannot survive. That's what we see by Asher Yotzar. Every moment that we're alive is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this ability to live. And the world can only function that way. The more a person studies the world, the more you realize impossible that there's no maker, that Hashem certainly is in control. So a person can, that's the Yetzer Hara saying that Hashem has forsaken us. Hashem has never forsaken us. Just study the world. That's basically what it's saying. Look around, and you'll see that Hashem is very much involved in our lives. And then the pasuk continues. It says, "Hatishkach isha ula." Is it possible that a woman is going to forget her child, her young child? So, which is referring to Hashem to us. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu kulam eshkach oilos. It could be referring to the ula, which is literally the pasuk referring to a woman to her child, but it could also be alluding to karbonos, the ola, the elevation offering. The midbar, that we brought so many karbanos, which showed our relationship to Hashem, that we desired to connect to God. And since we had that connection, we wanted to connect to Hashem, so Hashem's like, how can I not connect to you? And therefore you establish this very strong, powerful relationship comparable to a woman to her child. And just as a woman has this natural love for her child, regardless of the child is, the second that child is born, that mother loves that child. The child didn't do anything, but it's a natural love. So too, that's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and especially that we didn't just do nothing. We did something. We established and cultivated a relationship with Hashem. So Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Hoyel. So he said, okay, great. So Hashem doesn't forget. But sometimes forgetting is a good thing. Since you don't really forget, maybe you're not going to forget the Cheda Egel, those terrible Aveira. We hope that you could forget that. So on this Hashem said, Gam but regarding that, I'll forget. I'm going to forget the Aveira of the Egel Hazahav. So now we see that Hashem does forget. So that's could be a problem too. 1 second, Hashem, if you do forget, whatever that means, of course, doesn't mean Hashem forgets. We'll understand what that means. Maybe you're also going to forget Har Sinai, the fact that we had this kesher Har Sinai. So Amr lost. He says, "No, I will not forget." Okay. So Hanyam Rebbe Loza, Am Rebbe Yishi, what does the pasuk mean when it says Gam Eilat Ishkochenat? I'll forget. Zem Masa Egel. I'll forget the Masa Egel. That Noich Loeshkochech Zem Masa Sinai. So how do you know? Maybe it's the other way around. How do you know which pasuk is referring to which one? So some of the Farshim explain that you see in the pasuk about Noichi Loeshkochecha, and we know when it comes to the Seres Hadibra, how does it begin?
No.
Noichi. So it says the Vianoichi, which is corresponding to the Seres Adibros, that Loshkachech, that I'm not going to forget. I won't forget that relationship. However, when it came to Masa Ego, that I will be willing to forget. And of course, that is the greatness of any relationship, to hold on to the negativity. What? Yeah. So is that a question, or is that...
No, it's a statement. It's a, Anochi came before...
So maybe that's... We established
already
that
strike. And also, we discussed in the past that Hashem really didn't forgive till Moshe had the Vayichal Hashem. I mean, Moshe's tfilos, otherwise, because he wanted to destroy Am Yisrael, and he made Moshe his own nation. It was Moshe's tfilos that saved Am Yisrael, if you really want to look at that.
Right. And Hashem accepted also... Some responsibility for the Chet Egel,
right.
Like giving us
too much money.
Right. Sometimes that's not a good thing. But that's again, the concept of this in a relationship is that it's the healthy thing to do is to have forgetfulness and not forgetting. Right. It's easy to hold on to all the negativity and to forget all the good things, but in life. Not to ignore them, but to forget certain negative things and not to focus on them and to only focus on the positive, that's what's a healthy thing. Because in life, anyone could look at the good or the bad. Everyone can perceive the good in something or the bad in something. It's our choice. That's our choice. And as we read as I mentioned in the Tochacha, which we've just read about, it says not in this last week's parsha, but in Parsha's Kisavo, because you weren't happy. Because the reality is, if you are not a happy person, you can have everything, but to you it's a tochacha. To you it's a curse. Everything can be a curse, if that's how you want to perceive it. So the element of simcha, of looking in a positive way, is a way of perceiving people as good as well. And then you'll end up being good. Okay. Chasidim harishonim, hayu shoin shoachas. So, I'm not sure how many people in Bell Harbor do this, but the Hasidim HaRishonim in the good old days, when it came to davening, they didn't just come to shul. They came to shul an hour early. And they would do this in preparation. Not only that, we're going to see, they would daven for a long time, and also they would stick around a little bit, as we're doing right now. Minhag Mili, how do we know that there is some inyan to come to shul and to prepare yourself before davening? That's just to jump in, right? Compared to, before the big game, they do a little bit of practice, right? They come an hour early to swing the bat, right? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says like this. Amr Kor, the Pasuk tells us, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. So, we're pretty familiar with that Pasuk. Ashrei, praise are those who sit in your house. So that Pasuk is referring to not just jumping in, but sitting down and first contemplating. And if you look in Tosfos over here, the last Tosfos tells us, "Kodim tefilaso minayin shnem asher yishev yisecha." L'fikach tiknu loymer zeh pasuk kodim tehil l'david. So, the pasuk that we say, "Kodim," which means before the Shmon Esrei, is tehil l'david. We say Ashrei on purpose in order that we just don't jump into Shmon Esrei. So, by Mincha, for example, we first will say at least one kapitel tehillah. We say Ashrei. In order to say Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, even though it's
Ashrei
not really part
is really
of
from the previous kapitel,
right, it's not really right. It starts Tehillah
right.
David.
Right,
so that's what he's saying. That's why, right? Probably the right way of reading this Tosfos is Koyim Tehillah David before the pasuk of Tehillah David, which we say, and the reason why we say it is the Gemara Bracha says you're supposed to say it three times. It would be Muftach Olam Haba, for whatever reason it is. There's Pasek Shadetha. There's the Aleph Beis. The significance of that we talked about a long time ago. But Koidim Tehillah David, we instituted that sentence so that we should also have this message. But you're right, Tehillah David is really Ashrei. Ashrei is not really Ashrei.
Right.
It's a sentence which is tacked on to
right.
The... Right. But we say Ashrei Yeshua Yisecha to instill this message that's important to prepare ourselves to daven, not to just to jump into davening. So that's why Tosfos says, that's why we say it, the very beginning of Tefillah. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben, so that would Ashrei Yeshua Yisecha. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Mespal Sarek Shlisha is Shoachas Achat Tefillah. So a person should also wait Shoachas an hour in there after davening. Shnemar ach tzadikim yodel shmecha. So too, when it comes to the tzadikim that know your name, that they will sit by those who are yashar, those who do the right thing, the properly, are going to be dwelling before you. Now, in Asher Yatzar, we say a fil shoah, we don't necessarily say this nusach, but some say it's a fil shoachas. A fil shoachas could mean 1 hour. Shoah also can mean even for a moment. So it doesn't necessarily, a lot of dachas mean you have to be sitting here for 60 minutes until finally. Shoachas could mean just don't jump out of shul, don't run out. And that's the reason why we saw also in previous Gemaras that you're supposed to sit 2 doors from the entrance way. You can't sit right next to the entrance, and one shot is because of distraction. The other one means you shouldn't run out and be like sitting right in the back, so this way you can just run out immediately. But you have to show some element of coming in and wishing to stay. So that's, again, it does, lav dafka doesn't mean you have to stay for an hour, but at least for a little bit of time. And as we mentioned on the first day of Pesach, the inyan of that also is when we came by Kabbal Satorah. By Kabbal Satorah, we were Ketinik HaBareach Beit Sefer. Even if we were there so long, that one moment can really define everything before it. If a person runs out, it shows that you never wanted to be there in the first place. So even if you just stay for an extra few seconds, that makes all the difference. It shows, you know what, I really want to be here, but you know what, I have other responsibilities and obligations. So just being here an extra moment will give you that a completely different perspective of the entire time that you're here. Time name hakam the spell serve with Shisha Shahas Kudin Tiloso, the Shahas Af Tiloso. So you have to be here before and afterwards. Kudin Tiloso Manayan Hadin before Shnever the Plus Success Ashish Safa. The after Tiloso Manayan Hadin know afterwards you should say the Siv, Af Sadiqim Yadu Shmech Yeshua Yishar Mispunacha. So that was what we said before. Tanarabab. Now we have a practical issue here. Now, assuming Shachas is literally 60 minutes, let's just do the math. Chassidim are Yishoinim, Hayishoin Shachas, Umispalin Shachas, Vichayusin Vishoin Shachas. So they would, for Shachas, it was 3 hours. And assuming that we're dealing with Mincha and Marv, and Mincha and Marv were now right next to one another, right? They were at separate, literally separate times of the day, you can do the math and say, Vichim Yachas, Yishoin, Teisha Shos, B'yoyim b'tzvila. They're spending 9 hours immersed in prayer. So, taras and heich mishtameres. If these are such chassidim, how are they able to learn Torah? They spend all that time davening, wasting their time davening.
All that time davening. The davening is davening, but they were learning before, learning after. So, got you, if you're learning, you could davening. You had the whole thing of learning before and learning after. You weren't davening.
Well, you can't be osek in depth learning before davening in general, right? We said in the beginning of the fifth parak, it has to be a very simple halacha, right? So, right?
A lot of people learn daf yomi today before they daven, or what have you, or
people aren't necessarily learning that so much in depth either. So that's not a lot of dafka is such an issue. And some say that's only the whole issue is learning mamish right before Shemot Esrei.
Right.
So that's the Sukkot and Zimra kind of break that up anyway. The Malach Nehech Nasis. The question is, what's the story of the Malach? How are they able to go to work, right? What are these guys doing all day, right? Right? Oh. So how is it Shaykh? Ella, the Gemara has a different answer. Mitayach Shechassidim Haim, since they're Chassidim, since they're so connected to Hashem, and understanding the values and priorities of life, their Torah is guarded and their Malach is blessed, right? And the way that we also discussed this on Friday night, last Friday night, that the some brisker Torah, it says that the bracha and b'chukosai, it says that Hashem will give us this bracha of, we'll be able to eat a certain amount of food and it'll be lasava, we'll be satiated. The Rashi over there says a tremendous nace that the food will be blessed in your stomach. Almost like you'll eat a small crumb, like the left one, upon them, all of a sudden it grows. That's the brisker of it. It's brought down like this. That's the pshat. What it means is that when a person has Torah, it means you already have a sense of fulfillment in your life. You feel a sense of feeling complete. And therefore you don't need other avenues to fill up that void, that emptiness inside of you. The physical emptiness of being hungry, but it means that a person can survive on the basics, because you feel such, you're so complete and happy and well-rounded by the Torah that you're learning. That gives you your sense of self. So you don't need anything else. Doesn't mean that you can survive on air, but the bare minimum, you're happy. And yet, unfortunately, there are people that could, using this analogy, eat and eat and eat, which in itself, there's philosophical reasons why and psychological reasons why, but they're still lacking, which shows that that person is lacking. Of course, that's something which you'd have to self-analyze and ask yourself, why I feel what I'm feeling. But that's the idea. Malachnis Vareches. It doesn't mean that necessarily that they're going to get all these miraculous blessings. But they can survive on the smaller amounts of things because it's not a priority in their life. That's not the most important thing. So they need to help their children and to feed their children, or focusing more importantly here on themselves. That's the concept. But to them, it's okay. In Torosa Mishtameres, because if a person is a chassid and davening is meaningful and everything really has real meaning in your life, then the Torah that you learn, you'll never forget. And that's what we said before. Official Schechter says the word about in the days of Chizkiyahu that even the kids knew all the laws of Tumah Tahara. So he says, well, how is that Shaykh? It's the most intricate details that break your head trying to figure this out. So Official Schechter says, if you fahare any child during baseball season, they know every single statistic. That's because that's their passion. If that's your passion, it's no big deal. It's easy. It just comes natural. Torah was their passion. And therefore, even a smaller amount of time focusing on their learning, they're able to grasp that which we are not able to grasp. And the reason is, it's because unfortunately we're not on that madrega. Torah is not as much of a passion as it could be in our lives. And the goal is to be more at the Chassidim Rishonim. And maybe the way to accomplish that, we'll conclude with this thought, is by improving our tefillos. That if we're able to daven better, which means we have more emunah, we connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and realize that God is in this world, and that who we are, we're more of a sense of ourselves, then we'll appreciate the things that we have, the malacha, that which we have, we'll be satisfied with, and the Torah that we have, we will not forget. Stop.